Welcome to the BaseCS podcast, where we explore the basics of computer science concepts. I'm your host, Saran, founder of Code Newbie.
And I'm Vaidehi Joshi, author and developer.
And she is the brilliant mind behind the BaseCS blog series. Today, we're continuing our conversation about
Depth First Search, or DFS.
This season of BaseCS is brought to you by DevDiscuss. DevDiscuss is a show I work on with a team at Dev, an international supportive community for developers. The show addresses the many burning topics that pop up on Dev every day and is hosted by Jess Lee and Ben Halper, two of Dev's co-founders. Past episodes have included unpopular opinions with Kelsey Hightower, staff developer advocate at Google Cloud and a legendary voice in tech.
So an unpopular opinion should be like, computers were a mistake. Was this all worth it?
And how changing your name is a difficult, unsolved, and sometimes personally devastating problem in tech.
I basically walk through this world, through this minefield of not knowing when I'm going to have this like sort of deep emotional wound reopened.
As well as how little known tools can have big productivity gains.
And I think it gives me the sense of structure, which I really enjoy. And also you can color code different things.
Each episode features interesting guests from diverse backgrounds who are active in the software space. This podcast is your place for burning tech questions, answers, and genuine conversations. And we also end each episode with commentary from the everyday developers who call Dev home.
You'd be surprised how many things making music and coding have in common.
True to the Dev community, DevDiscuss wouldn't be possible without the input from all of you. So listen, rate, and subscribe to DevDiscuss wherever you get your podcasts. This season of the BaseCS podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Twilio. If you haven't checked out their API yet, you totally should. With Twilio, your app can send text messages and make phone calls with just 5 lines of code. And for a lot of developers, Twilio is the first API they've ever used. And that first time you type a few lines of code, run your program, and see your phone light up with a text message, it's kind of magical. And as a thank you for being a podcast listener, you get a promo code for $20 in free Twilio credit. Just text your name to 480-485-4321. You'll also get a link to a quick start guide for your favorite programming language. So text 480-485-4321. Link to that is in your show notes. Okay, let's get started. DFS. Okay, so let's do a really quick overview of what depth first search is.
Sure. So depth first search is, in the context of trees, when you start going down a path, down a branch of a tree, if you will, you are not going to stop searching through it until you get to the end, which basically means you're going to keep on searching deep into the tree, into one branch of the tree, until you get to a leaf, which, as you'll recall, is like the last node on a path that doesn't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
So in depth first search, regardless of, you know, what different types of strategies you might use, any type of depth first search is always going to search down the branch of a tree until it gets to a leaf, and then it's going to work its way back to the center or the root node or the trunk of the tree after going deep.
And for our purposes, this tree is upside down and the branches are pointing.
I feel like that's a thing most people would like, you know, mention early, and we're just so into it now that we're like, oh, right, we should maybe clarify.
We all know how trees work. Trunks are at the top, as always, per usual. Yes, this is an upside down tree, and we're starting at the branches, which are all the way down, and we are kind of like climbing our way back up, in a sense, versus breadth-first search, which I hate saying, which we haven't talked about, but it's kind of the opposite idea of going wide instead of going deep. Mm-hmm. Short version. And we'll get into that in a different episode. Okay, so one thing that we talked about, which I thought was really interesting, is that there are actually a total of 6 strategies. We're going to focus on 3 of the 6 strategies. They're called pre-order, in-order, post-order, all orders. And they are called pre, in, and post because they all have to do with, drumroll please, the order of something. What order are we referring to?
I mean, as much as I love trees, there's really not that much you can do when you're, you know, searching through a tree, because in the context of a binary search tree, which is what we're, you know, kind of confining ourselves with today with DFS, every single node in a tree has like some data. And then the only other thing it really has is a reference to a left node, if it has one, and a right node, if it has one. So the only thing you can really do when you're searching through the nodes of a tree are like look at its value, the value that it contains, whatever data it has, and then go look at its left child and its right child. And that's pretty much it. Those are the three things. So
you make it sound so easy. I love it. You make it sound just, I swear, before talking to you, before doing this whole podcast, I thought trees were this terrible, scary thing. And you're just like, what you gonna do with the tree? You got two things you can do with the tree. You can you can read what it has as data, or you can look at its children. Like, that just sounds like a family barbecue. That's great.
That's I love awesome. That. Family barbecue.
Family barbecue of trees. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably not a good idea. okay, so there are two things we can do. Look at the children and read ourselves, I guess. So order. What does it have to do with order?
Well, if you can only do three things, look at the left child, look at the right child, and read your data, well, the order that you do those things, there's basically like, as you mentioned, six strategies. And guess what? Those six strategies are the six different permutations that you can pretty much do those three things in. So for example, you could start with a strategy and be like, I'm going to search through this tree. And every time I search, I'm going to read my value. And then I'm going to look at my left child. And then I'm going to look at my right child. Or you could be like, no. I'm always going to look at the left child. Then I'm going to read myself. And then I'm going to go look at my right child. Or you could be like an extremely like selfless parent and be like, no, I'm going to look at my left child, make sure it's okay, then my right child, and then I'm going to put myself last.
Aw. Sacrificing parent. I'm not that parent.
Yeah, no, me neither.
But like, look at me, okay? I'm the star. I made these. That's what.
You children follow behind me. Yeah. If you're there, you're there. You might not be there. I don't really care.
Clearly, we don't have kids. Every parent's like, what the hell? Okay, so these three things in the order, they don't really sound like a big deal. Like, why does it matter if I look at my left kid first, then tell you what I got, then look at my right kid? Like, why do those three things matter? They seem really arbitrary.
Well, I think this might be an easier thing to see if you, you know, can walk through an example, which we'll do soon. But you'll have to trust me for now. Just have a little faith here.
Okay.
The different strategies will give you different results. Because as you might imagine, if you're going and looking at your children first and looking at yourself last, then if you're searching through a tree, you're always going to search through the children of the node that you're looking at instead of yourself. But if you're looking at yourself first, then the way that you're going to search through and evaluate the values, let's say you're doing something as simple as just like, I'm going to just print out whatever my value is. Even if you're just printing it out, the order that things will get printed out in will be slightly different depending on what strategy you use.
Okay, I guess I'll just have to believe you. I'll have to believe you. But I'm just saying, I'm a little skeptical for now because it seems like not a big deal. But we'll see we'll see what we get at the end. Okay, so let's walk through an example of what it looks like to implement the pre-order strategy and how that works. Whew, okay, so it's gonna be a little hard because this is a more visual thing, but we're gonna do our best here. Okay, so let's look at the first strategy, pre-order. Now, what does pre-order mean? What order are we doing those three things you mentioned?
So for brevity's sake, I'm going to just kind of take those three things and just give them a little short name, like a short form. So let's say when I am reading my own value, we're just going to call that reading my own data. So we'll just say that's D, doing D first. And if I'm looking at my left child, I'm looking at L, my left child, and we'll just say that's L. Mm-hmm. And if I'm doing the step of looking at my right child, I'm going to call that step R. So there's D, and then there's L, and then there's R. And remember, those are the three things. So we could do LDR, we could do LRD, we could do DLR, we could do three other options that I'm not even going to talk about. but pre-order, and the name kind of helps you a little bit, pre-order means I'm going to look at myself, and then I'm going to look at my left child and my right child. So in other words, it's a DLR format. I'm okay. going to read my own data, D, then I'm going to look at the data of L, and then I'm going to look at R, DLR.
Okay. And just to clarify, when I'm looking to my left, am I actually reading the data also at my left? Or what am I looking for? What am I doing there?
You're looking to see if you have a left.
Okay.
And if you have a left, then you're going to do the exact same steps. Oh. So this is like where the algorithmic aspect of DFS really comes into play. So last episode, we talked about how algorithms are like instructions of what you're supposed to do. So DLR itself is the algorithm, is part of the algorithm, because you're basically saying, no matter what, I'm always going to read my data, then do my left and my right. And I'm going to do the same steps again and again for every node that I look at.
Interesting. Okay. So in other words, if we do for DLR, if I'm the mama, I'm the root, I read myself first, then I just did my D. Now I do the L, which is looking to see if I have a left child. And then if I do have a left child, then now that left child becomes the parent, the new root, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. That becomes the new parent. Yeah, that's totally right.
That becomes the new parent. Okay. So then that child would have to go, okay, now do I have... No. Damn it, I messed it up again. Now, that left child is the new parent. So if I do DLR, I've basically restarted my algorithm. So I start back at my D, which is that child is now reading itself. So we print that out. And now my child is going to say, okay, now do I have a left? And then if they do, oh God, I'm a grandmother. If they do, then
now. It happened in one episode. You just didn't even know. That's what they say about time. You blink and it just goes by. Or in our case, you pre-order through a tree.
My mom will be thrilled. So now my grandchild is now the new parent in the situation. And then that grandchild is reading itself because we're back at D. And then they are going to say, okay, do I have a left? I hope they don't have a left child because that would make me a great grandmother. So they are basically, okay, cool, I don't have a left. Now they're going to check their right child, because that's the R part of DLR, and they're going to not have a right child either. So now they're kind of done.
Yep.
Right?
They're done. They're done. But you know who's not done?
Who's not done?
Their parent.
Ooh. Oh, right. Because we kind of stopped at the left child part of things.
Yeah. So because it's DLR, we basically started with one node and we printed it out. And then we just kept going down and did all these L's, printed like the parent node, and then only looked at the left children. And all these right children are like, hey, what about me? Just because I'm second doesn't mean I shouldn't be loved. So now we've resolved the left for this last generation of parents, kind of. But we didn't resolve the right. So now we've done the D, we've done the L, but now we need to do the R so that we can resolve that node that we were looking at.
Okay, so do quick recap. I'm the parent. We went to my left child. That left child went to its left child. That child has no left or right, so that's done. But now my child has just resolved its left child situation. And now it needs to go over to its right. Okay, so it goes over to its right child. Let's say it has one. Now my other grandchild needs to print out itself, because now we're restarting. We're back at D. It prints out itself. Then it says, okay, do I have a left? No, I don't. Do I have a right? No, I don't. Okay, now I'm done. Now I kick it back up to
its parent,
yep, which is my child. So now from my child's perspective, I already finished resolving the left child part of things. Now I just finished resolving the right child side of things. So now it's going to report back to me and say, hey, I'm done.
Yeah. So basically what's kind of cool is you just went to one of your children and you said, go down to your whole, like,
your whole family,
your whole hierarchy, your whole, all of your descendants, print yourselves out in this order, and then come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you have more than one child.
Oh, God.
You have a left child and a right child.
Babies. Okay, so I just did all of that just to one child, my left child, but I still, you're right, I still have my right child who I haven't even talked to. Oh my God, how many minutes has it been? So now I say to my right child, okay, right child, it's, you know, it's your turn to shine. Mm-hmm. Right child says, yes, mama. And
right, they're so good. So obedient.
Very well behaved. Well behaved.
It's not even complaining that it's second here.
No, it's like, I know my place. I'm like, yeah, you do. So does that, I'm going to be a great mom. Does that child have children?
Yeah, it just has two children.
It has two children. Okay.
I just made this up arbitrarily. This is great. I have so much power over your,
I was just thinking, you have a lot of say in my reproductive decisions.
Yeah.
So I have my right child and I say, hey, child, it's your turn. Now, right child says, okay, cool. Now that I've handed it off to the right child, we're starting the DLR process again. So it's going to do the D, which means it's going to print itself. Then it's going to say, okay, do I have a left child? Yes, I do. Okay, now we've passed the baton on to that left child.
Ooh, I like the pass the baton.
You like the baton? Yeah.
It's like, that's great. It's like, because you can only, in this family, this tree, only one person can speak at once, which means you can only be looking at one note at once, which is the baton. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about all the family barbecues. That'd be so much more organized if there was only, you know, like one baton.
You know, you'd have the chicken talk done over on time, each other.
Oh, that
hot
too.
Hot dogs done on time. I love how you're thinking about like communication and, you know, relationship building, and I'm just thinking about food.
They're both important.
They're both important. Okay, so my child has just passed the baton to its left child, and now the left child is saying, okay, now I have the baton, I'm gonna read myself, I'm gonna print that out. Now, does it have a left child? No. Does it have a right child? No. So it is done. It hands the baton back up to its parent, which is my child. Mm-hmm. And now that whole left child situation is done for my child. Mm-hmm. So now my child has to go, okay, cool. Now do I have a right child? Yes, I do. Patiently waiting. Hands off the baton to my right child. Now the right child is going to read itself. We're going to print that out. Then the right child is going to say, do I have a left child? No, I don't. Do I have a right child? No, I don't. Okay, I'm done. Hand the baton up to its parent. Now its parent is done. It's done its duties on its left, done its duties on its right. Now it's going to hand the baton all the way back up to me.
Mm-hmm. And now you're done too, because you've done your left and your right.
Okay, so for my pre-order strategy, I started with me. I started with the mama, the root. Mm-hmm. Then I ended up exploring and dealing with my whole left subtree, which is like the whole left half of my tree, my family. And then I moved over to, I think that'll work.
Right? Yeah.
That's a good one. That's awesome. Way to do it.
I can't wait to see all your numbers in some order.
And no cheating, okay? No cheating. No looking at other tweets before you, and retweets don't count, okay? Retweets don't count. You gotta do your own. Awesome. And that's the end of today's show. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and make sure to check out Vaidehi's blog post. Link is in the show notes. Also, make sure to take a listen to the Dev Discuss podcast that I helped make. It's the first original podcast from Dev, a global community of software developers of all backgrounds and experience levels. And the show covers burning topics that impact the daily lives of programmers and beyond. Hosted by Dev co-founders Ben Halpern and Jess Lee. Vaidehi, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.